miracle this morning. I had to physically extricate myself from children to get up here. So I'm grateful to speak today about the upcoming women's retreat. It's on November 4th and 5th. I think I've been to every women's retreat in the last 10 years or so. It's one of those things I literally will not miss. Oh, for me, not for, you know. So Brant and I have this saying type of thing. We have several, but this one's actually appropriate to share with you all about this retreat. But when we're facing a situation that feels just really overwhelming, or praying with somebody that's going through something unimaginable, or talking to people who are struggling, maybe don't even know Jesus, we pray.
I hear chatter this morning, not listening. So if you're chattering, could you stop chattering while Ellen's talking? And say it again if you're a child. I'm listening. Not talking. All right. Sorry to interrupt you, Ellen.
It's okay. I'm used to that noise. In talking or praying with people who, again, just are struggling and may or may not know Jesus, we pray three simple words. We say, God, show up. When we really don't know what words to put together, that's what we pray, sometimes together and, again, sometimes with other people. In fact, this was a prayer that Brant prayed personally before he was saved. There were times he just didn't know what to do, and he'd say, if you're real, God, show up. And all I can say this morning, as I stand before you and talk about this women's retreat, without hesitation, is that every time God shows up, every time. And I personally have journals full of wisdom and encouragement from women spoken at those retreats, and of course after those retreats too. I've received words of prophecy that have played out in my life years later from women I can see in this room right now. I have had physical healing in my body, in the flesh, of course through God's power, but spoken through women in this church right now as part of these retreats. And I'd love to share more one-on-one, but I just want to reiterate that he shows up. And if you're listening this morning and you're feeling a desperate need to hear or feel or see God in a real way, in a tangible way, please come to this retreat. Please at least be in prayer about coming to this retreat, because he will show up and he will meet us wherever we are on that day, on those 2 days. I know there are women in this room who feel a number of ways about retreats, and especially overnight retreats, okay? There are extroverts, I of course have no idea what that is, who love any opportunity to spend time with women, who love the chatting, the bonding. To the extroverts, I say there will be much meaningful interaction, deep connection, laughter, so much laughter. But there are also introverts who can't think of maybe a worse thing to do in 2 days. To the introverts, I say there are many moments in the 2 days that allow for time alone, quiet reflection, even a nap if we extroverts wear you out. There are women in this room who've walked with the Lord for a long time and really desire to see him in new and fresh and different ways. He will show up, and I believe you will be encouraged and renewed by the time spent in retreat with this diverse group of women. There are women who are new to Christ community, who may be unsure about this wacky group of people. You may be new today, or maybe you've been here for a while, but haven't yet found an opportunity to dig in with us, to build community, to share our stories together, to connect in deeper ways. I believe there's no better and faster way than being a part of this retreat, and you'll be thrilled, we will be thrilled to have you join us. And there are also women who love this idea. It sounds great. But there are real barriers that are standing in the way as you think of taking time away. To those who have a financial barrier, I want to be clear that should not be a barrier. We have scholarship money available to all who need it. Please do not let the cost of the retreat or hesitancy asking keep you from the retreat, please. And to my kindred spirits who have little ones in tow, or what seems like maybe just too many kids, or kid obligations, or any of us that have a lot of logistics that feel a little overwhelming to figure out, to make it happen, I just ask, will you please pray about it? Will you please ask God if maybe he wants you to show up? Because he's going to meet us there, and we'd love for you to be there. And little bit of, to the husbands of the moms, I'm going to get in your business a little bit. I think there is no greater gift that you can give your wife in this season of life than to look her in the eyes and say, I've got this handled. Go to the retreat. Now, it'd be also great if you did have it handled. That would be good. but I want, and I'm not telling you what to do. Maybe I am a little bit, but I want to say that time. I believe that time away for your wife with this group of women will be a gift for you and your children too. I think Brant would say that. I hope he would say that, because she'll be renewed and rejuvenated as God and the other women love on her in these 2 days. And I mentioned naps before. There may be the opportunity for nap, which might be reason enough for some to sign up today. And actually, let me be clear. It's not even 2 full days. It's 28 hours. So I'm just saying, I believe in you, dads. I really do. But I also recognize it also may not be a season where this works, and that's okay too, if this is not the year. But again, just encourage you to pray about that. So I'm blessed to be part of a group of women, several of us working on making this a special time for those that will join us. You'll see us with brochures before and after the service over the next few weeks. We would love to answer any questions for you. We'd love to pray with you if maybe you have a nagging suspicion that you might need to be there, or you have some real barriers that we can help pray with you that may be keeping you there. I'll just say, you know, I'm kind of the hype person for this retreat, so I'll leave you with a little cheesy bit. He's going to show up, and we'd love for you to show up too.
Amen. Thank you.